taking a walk in the park. Sounds like a good idea. The weather's going to be fantastic through the weekend. On the KSRO live line with us is Caitlin Cornwall. She's a biologist, and she's also the research program manager with the Sonoma Ecology Center. Caitlin, good to meet you. Good to have you.
Yeah, it's great to be on.
Okay, very good. And so Sonoma County, the Sonoma Ecology Center, is sponsoring what we call fire walks, which is different than what we used to call fire walks.
Yeah,
it used to be over hot coals, and, you know, it was supposed to be a psychological challenge. But now we're talking about something completely different, right?
Yeah, this is more like a psychological pick-me-up. We've all been wrestling with the shock and trauma of the fires, but when you get out into the wildlands, into the parks, we actually see that the land is recovering very nicely, and that the trees and forests and wildflowers are well adapted to fires like this, and they're all responding in the way that they've been programmed to do over millennia. It's very satisfying for people to see the land recover.
Yeah, as soon as we started seeing the green nubs come up from the ground, it was very, very exciting. But I got to tell you, Caitlin, I think I'm like most people, and I live in the Sonoma Valley, and I often visit the regional park there and take my pup to the dog park. And, of course, it's just invigorating to be able to see the kind of growth that you're talking about, literal growth, that has come back in that area. And yet, I have yet to walk through the park to the other side to Arnold Drive because I'm not quite ready to see the entirety of the damage that's been done there. Is that common or is that uncommon?
Oh, it's very common. People feel like the land is killed. And it's what's amazing is when we actually point to look, this tree, the canopy is leafing out. Look, this bush has sprouts coming up from its roots. You see these determined, hopeful little bright green leaves coming out.
Persistent little buggers, huh?
Yeah, it's so reassuring. The plants, you know, they recover on a longer time scale than we do. We're learning that some of the oak trees could take between 3 and 6 years to sprout from their roots. But if you remember back from like fourth grade, there's more of a tree under the ground than there is above the ground, and all the whole root system is undamaged, even if the top of the tree is killed.
Yeah.
And so most of the trees will resprout, and most of them already are. Most of the trees didn't burn the whole top. You know, most of them have enough left at their leaf tips that they're putting out new leaves. It's quite inspiring.
Yeah, it's
really
inspiring. Very hopeful, too. And I know, I mean, with the Sonoma Ecology Center, I know you're all over the place. And I would think that, you know, you would probably be in some of the most damaged areas, like the Sonoma Valley Regional Park, like Hood Mountain, like Shiloh area up in the Windsor area, places like that, looking and seeing and taking people.
80% of Sugarloaf Ridge State Park burnt.
Yeah.
And we are reopening the park. We and some other nonprofits manage that park for state parks right now. That park is reopening tomorrow.
Oh, so, that's fantastic news.
Yes. Trails and most of the campground is reopening tomorrow. So people are welcome to come up. We're leading fire recovery walks at Sugarloaf every weekend. So people should check out the websites at Sonoma Ecology Center and at sugarloafpark.org. There's lots that's available. And it's very different when you walk up in the chaparral, up in the brush, the manzanita, madrone, chamise. Those areas burned very intensely. That's how chaparral burns. But they also are putting out amazing numbers of bulbs that will be blooming beautifully. So we'll see many more wildflowers in some of these burned areas than we have ever seen. And we'll have that burst of wildflower activity for a few years before the shrubs get big and bushy and shade out those wildflowers again.
And in some cases, it really does take imagination, Caitlin, because, you know, the ones that aren't yet blooming or reblooming, mm-hmm. Releafing yet. And you look at them, and whether it's a manzanita bush or a tree, and you think, oh my God, that's never coming back. And yet, yeah, yet you say it, you know, it may take a few years, but is the likelihood that most will be okay?
Yes. Yes. We, around the county and around the North Bay, from everything that we have heard and seen, and we talk to lots of people in our field all the time about this, no one has seen areas that burnt with an intensity that's beyond what these plants are adapted to. This is a fire very similar to what happened in 1964, what happened in 1923.
Right.
This is what these plants have adapted to. So, yeah, within 1 year, it will be bursting with life. It will not look like a fire escape. It won't look like it was before,
yeah,
but it'll be full of plants. And within 10 years, for most people, it will be hard to tell that there was a fire. But
wow,
you know, remember, there will be another one. So
yeah,
we need to be prepared. Our wildlands are fire adapted. What's not fire adapted is us, us,
yeah,
people and our buildings. So that's where we need to do a lot of work. And we've also been doing a ton of work to contain toxic ash from burnt building sites.
So you're involved with that part of it, too?
Yeah, we're up to 280 structures in Sonoma Valley that we have contained because, you know, the cleanup crews only started arriving in Sonoma Valley a couple of weeks ago.
I know,
so
yes.
So that's been a really fascinating project. We've had volunteers from all over the Bay Area help us with that. So we're kind of working both sides, the damage that happened from the fires to people and their buildings and their properties. And then we're also trying to teach people about the ability of the land to bounce back from these fires. And in many cases, these fires are a benefit. They clear out a lot of dead fuel, and they sort of rejuvenate the part right along the ground surface, which is where all the wildflowers come from. It's also where some plant diseases reside, so clearing off that ground surface every once in a while in a fire is, generally speaking, a beneficial thing for most of our plant communities.
See, that's where your education is such a beneficial thing right now, Caitlin, because we have all sort of heard the concept, especially since the 8th of October, that it's a wildfires are a natural thing, and it is what the forest can adapt to, et cetera, et cetera. And for those of us in the general public, it's just hard to think of what date we might think that these fires are in any way a good thing, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's why it's hard to process all of this, because the fire was sort of a different thing in different contexts. And what we need to do going forward is have more of an active role in planning fire. We need to be prepared for fire when it comes unexpectedly, but we can also use fire as a land management tool.
Right.
And that would have a lot of benefits for us. It would reduce the risk of an uncontrollable fire, and it would also make our forests healthier. It would increase the amount of reliable and clean water that our forests produce. There's a lot of benefits to healthy forest, and actively managing the land would put us in a better relationship to it, and we would feel like there's sort of some reciprocity there. We take care of the land, and it takes care of us by burning down our houses less often.
Right, right,
having
right.
An active program like that would also provide a ton of local employment. It could be a great thing, too.
Oh, absolutely a great thing. So talk to us about the fire walks in the parks, where they are and when they are.
We're leading walks often here at the Sonoma Developmental Center. I say here because our offices are located here. So
okay.
Near Glen Ellen. And that is right next to Sonoma Valley Regional Park. And the county parks is leading walks in Sonoma Valley Regional also.
Okay.
People can look for those. And we're leading walks very often at Sugarloaf Ridge State Park.
And that starts tomorrow?
We've already done some.
Okay.
And we have more starting this weekend. Starting this weekend, it'll be every weekend that we're doing the walks. The ones this weekend are full, but people should sign up. You can go to the Ecology Center's website or the Sugarloaf Park website easily and sign up for those. We also have some private properties that we are leading occasional walks at. We're not yet finalized on the next dates for those, but those are interesting because they're in Chaparral, which,
right,
again, burned hotter. So those are in the southern part of Sonoma Valley. So look out for those. Those are property that have been protected forever through the open space district. So I would also encourage people, you can look for, again, walks that are put on by county parks and the California Native Plant Society. If you go on their website, they are doing some walks that really focus in on the botany, you know, the plants and species that are recovering.
Well, a great way to do it too, because you really can get educated about not only what's happened, but what is to come. And we mean that in a very good sense. Caitlin, thanks so much for being here this morning. We certainly appreciate it. Can't wait till Sugarloaf reopens.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, very good news. I'm looking forward to that. Thanks for being here with us this morning.
Thank you.
That is Caitlin Cornwall. She is from the Sonoma Ecology Center.